Charles in Wentzville are now open. They cannot wait to serve you safely. Despite some changes, all regulations and safety protocols will be followed, including social distancing and limited seating. They want you to feel and be safe while visiting and enjoying your Hot Shots favorites, just like you have come to expect for the past 30 years. Call the Arnold, St. Charles, or Wentzville locations, or email customerservice@hotshotsnet.com with any questions. Thank you for continuing to support local.
There's no better time to get those gardens and greens around the house, and Franklin Group and Associates is here for you. They are a generational family-owned business carrying a wide variety of locally grown annuals, perennials, vegetables, hanging baskets, flowering shrubs, and potted plants. They are currently taking personal delivery orders and providing curbside pickup. They work with the best landscape designers in the area and are waiting to fill your order. Call Jack now at 314-422-7056 to experience a product second to none.
Support locally owned small business Bertarelli Paper Company for all of your business PPE needs. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and more. Thermoscanners are in stock next week. Pre-order today. They are perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he'll take care of your order and take care of you.
We all know local restaurants and food producers have been hit hard recently. As one of the few places still open, Schnucks is committed to supporting those local companies that need help from all of us right now. In an effort to support them, Schnucks is bringing in more food from local restaurants and food producers than they normally would. As a local food company themselves, Schnucks knows they can help. That's why Schnucks is asking you to please consider local food when you shop at Schnucks. Schnucks, a local company supporting local companies.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
590 The Fan is a locally owned and operated business that wants to help your business during this pandemic. Do you need to find new ways to reach your customers? Would you like to promote your business now so you are top of mind right after the crisis has resolved? Well, you can with no strings attached. We are offering a no-charge advertising campaign, first come, first serve, during the month of May. Please email the sales at 590thefan.com with your contact name, email, and phone number, and a sales manager will contact you within 24 hours.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to get a jump on the spring home selling season. With low inventories and less competition, homes are fetching higher prices. To leverage a higher price home, call Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier with their STL Rocket Listing. Mark and Neil can give you a cash offer. Use their proven accelerated demand program that turns up the marketing and gets you the most money for your home. Either way, your home is sold. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991. Online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
And every day, come on, you can do it. Never misses. Almost said play ball. That's another song.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
You know, I don't consider myself a songwriter, but I did write this song.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Dan's band could learn this song.
Join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Dick Cheese. Oh, look who lit up when he heard that word.
That's right, Rat Boy. Cheese. I got a story for you later, too.
He'll not be happy to hear the story that I have. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the May 5th edition. Yes, it seems like only 2 months ago that we were running free. Oh, wait, it was about 2 months ago. The May 5th edition Opinions Playhouse brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. For whatever reason, not deemed essential, but certainly there for you. If you have a dental emergency, you just call, make an appointment. They will get you in and get you fixed up. We'll talk more after this.
Hey!
Running the control board like a master, the way a concert pianist works the keys of a piano. That's what this guy does. And he didn't learn this skill in the 19 years he spent in Great Britain. No, no, he learned them here. 10 of those years, I might add, he lived in Birmingham, England. I mention that because that's where his daddy still lives today. Hello, Dave, if you're listening. I'm talking, of course, about none other than the father of little Theo, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Now, was that you or Jack Guthrie?
That was me. That was me, believe it or not.
I can't tell. It's hard to tell. In the room, not on the road. Didn't go northbound, southbound, westbound, or... Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
At any point in your life, do people call you Billy? And you probably like that. Do you
up
like
until
that?
About the fourth or fifth grade, yeah. No, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, Billy.
I think I'd rather have... I don't know. Billy is okay for a kid, but then when you get older...
People affectionately will say, hey, Billy, or something like that. But,
okay.
Or even William, but yeah, Bill is...
William's a little formal. A little formal. Hi,
trouble.
William. How are you? Let's move on around the room now to the man behind the coronavirus-proof glass. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois. They're offering drive-through service only right now, but you can still get home loans, car loans, or information on the CARES loans for your business. And if you need to get into your safe deposit box, ask them at the drive-through.
I got an email from a listener. It says, Frank, if you would, when Dan's talking about his sponsor, would you ask him, are the drive-throughs open at First Community? Dan, would you address that?
Oh, yes. The drive-throughs are open at First Communities. All of the First Communities that have a drive-through, they are open. The Walmart
locations.
I believe
you mentioned that. Yes. This listener probably just missed it.
Yeah. Who was that? Who was the...
That's an email from Philip, and the last name, I hope I don't mess it. M-E-I-H-O-U-L-E, My Hole, Philip My Hole.
Okay.
From Shoveltown. Thank you, Philip.
Shoveltown.
A lot of listeners in Shoveltown.
Yeah, well, Philip, First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs, even at the drive-thru. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Well, up next, former night cook at Denny's. Former MD and surgeon. We don't talk about it a lot, but he made reference to his masks that he had left over, and I'm one of the few people that knew why. He was kicked out of the medical profession, but that's a story for him to tell at another time. He was a door-to-door knife salesman for the Cutco Knife Company, salesman of beer. Yes, that's right, a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, roller rink DJ. What did he finally settle on as a career? Well, sadly, he decided to become head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. That's right, he chose the radio business. Go figure. Digital clock setter and resetter, checker and rechecker. See how good a job he's doing here. 519, 16, 17, 18, 519, 19, 519, 20. There it is. There's your time. If you're setting anything, clock, watch, car, clock, whatever, that's your current time, and I know it's right because it's also the time on the clock at the International Bureau of Standards. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and what else is it? I remember. He's a private investigator, Tim Woodburn. Say hello to your sponsor.
Hey, Dan, you want to hear an update on my New Year's resolution?
Yes.
My resolution was to get in shape, and I chose round.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. What? I made up the thing. Oh, sorry.
And I made up the thing about kicked out of the medical profession. He was not actually an MD. I don't want anybody to actually, you know, you never
thought
know.
He was somebody. A gynecologist.
Mm-hmm. No, Archie Bunker.
Hello and thank you to the law offices of Scott Sherman. Scott appears on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon every Thursday in the 4 o'clock hour to offer free legal advice. And he co-hosts the Art Sale with Dan Strauss every Saturday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. here on 590 The Fan. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with COVID-19 and you or they have been forced to miss work as a result, you may be eligible for workman's compensation. Please contact Scott Sherman at lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com. That's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
Okay, when you just did Archie, and I'm sitting here thinking, boy, I wish I could do Edith, and I could jump in, but I don't do Edith. We need to rethink, back to the drawing board, something we mentioned before. Stop the music for a second, because, and Limey could be part of this. It'd be perfect, and so could Tim. Years ago, at Christmas, we rewrote the Christmas Carol, the famous Dickens Christmas, you know, visited by three ghosts. We redid it, and we changed the characters to people we did impressions of.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Brokaw was in it. I mean, Jack Nicholson was in it. So
we also did It's a Wonderful Life the following year.
And what we need to do is find somebody who's actually a real writer who can take that story and rewrite it for us, because I'm not really
sorry,
a writer.
I'm busy.
I think we could take a radio adaptation of
well,
those
we did
shows.
That. No, we did. We found yeah. an abbreviated script, and we worked from that. And I guess we could find that and do it again. And maybe we're the only ones that thought it was funny. That's actually possible.
I think
we thought
no,
it was hilarious, and nobody else did. I'll tell you what else is like that. On Halloween, I still think this is hysterical to me. We did it wasn't real, but a lot of people thought it was. We simulated a live broadcast, not from the Limp Mansion, but from the Stiff Mansion.
Yeah.
That was
you
hysterical.
Cannot believe how many people. Where's the Stiff Mansion? That was
incredible.
They
wanted to come out there.
They wanted to go to the Stiff Mansion. Hello, Limp Stiff. There is no Stiff Mansion, but I thought it was funny. But sometimes you do things and you think they're funny. So funny to everybody else. I think we need to take another run at this Christmas thing.
We used to always do a St. Patrick's Day thing from Danny O'Day's or something, too.
Oh, that's right.
And we'd
making fun of
there.
All the people that broadcast from bars on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. And, Tim, if you don't mind, I already have one of the characters. You're going to play Not So Tiny Tim in the Christmas Carol.
Not So Tiny Tim.
Oh, come on. That kid was little.
Yeah.
You know.
I was. He was.
Not So Tiny
and
Tim.
And he had a limp. He had
Tim,
a crutch.
I don't think that's funny.
He had a crutch. And Tim has a limp because of his knee.
Perfect. So, meant to be. And then, Tim, you'd have to decide what other characters. We doubled up, and we each did like two, three different characters. So you'd have to also be, you know, Mr. Potter. Only we change it to Mr. Pothead because of all the legalization of marijuana. Mr. Pothead could be in our Christmas
Carol. I could do the Ghost of Christmas Present. You know, I've got that English voice down.
Can we hear a little of what that would sound like?
Come in and know me better, man.
Close enough.
Thank you.
That's good.
Close enough.
Only let's do it. Let's enhance it a little. I will play the part of Scrooge. I'm in bed. A window flies open and a breeze. I'll do that part, and then I'll sit up, a bolt up in bed, wanting to know who's there. Here we go.
Who's there? Oh, why don't be afraid, man. It is I, the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Close enough. Okay, pass the audition.
Thank you.
Now you start the music again.
What the hell?
Whoa,
was that me?
That was something. That was jumping out of Scrooge, jumping out of bed.
Wow, yeah.
What?
Was that the ghost of Molly?
That's the guy that Frank told the joke about yesterday. It all came back out again.
No, that's the joke of Christmas guest.
All right, now,
not past.
Now, hang on a second. All right. Where are we now? Tim has Tim been introduced?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tim
was just introduced.
Okay. Okay,
Tim was introduced. Now we move on to Hebe Jimenez, who's in charge of security. And then we go upstairs to heaven. That's where Bernice is. She's in heaven.
That
was me.
Everything okay, Bernice? Up there?
And now, Rad Boy, as much as it pains me to share this story with you, there has been a... an explosion in France. It is a factory, not just any factory. Oh. Rad Boy, you want to guess what they...
Cheese.
That's right. A cheese factory blew up in France. Nothing was left but debris.
Oh.
Get it? Yeah, bring it on. Bring on that hee-haw music. Yeah, you're all just jealous because you didn't think of it. Nothing left but debris. One of the great cheese jokes of all time.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy. How about it for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra?
You guys have had some really good ones. Tim had some good one yesterday and today, and then Frank has one today.
Yeah. Good one what? Oh, hee-haw jokes?
Yeah.
Well, of course we do. We're professional broadcasters.
Well, yeah.
That's what we do. We're in the comedy business, sort of. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. If you have a dental emergency, I hope we've made this clear enough that you don't even have to think about it. If you have you know the difference between a dental emergency and, I need to get my teeth cleaned. That's not an emergency. A toothache is an indication that something's not right. That's an emergency. And any visible abscess, or I don't want to get too graphic and disgusting about what happens with gums, but you get something suspicious going on or you're in pain, you call Ballast Dental Care. They'll get you in there. You'll either meet with Dr. Haynes or Dr. Olivier or my dentist of 47 years, Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe, and they're all terrific people. They will get you in quickly and get you taken care of and fixed up, and hopefully one day, very soon, I will be able to say, okay, make an appointment to have your teeth cleaned or x-rayed or just the standard every 6 month stuff that people do. Hopefully that's not too far away. Till then, Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads website. BallastDentalCare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma,
and Panama, Ottawa, Lava, today he has traveled all the way from Crestwood, Missouri to Kirkwood, Missouri. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And I mean by a long shot. Number two isn't even a close number two. It's what happens when you give people value. Great product, great price, great installation, great follow-up, great warranty. That's how you get to be number one. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Let's hear it for Bill Cleveland. Well, Bill, how are you?
Actually, I'm fantastic. It's a good day.
Now, you said really that with a little extra zing in your... Why are you
I'm having
a
great day. Well, I'll tell you, it started yesterday because I put together a video. Let me back up. So this is National Travel and Tourism Week. And can you imagine a worse week to have National Travel and Tourism Week where people can't... I mean, you can travel a little bit, but for the most part, everything's still shut down, or they're shut down to a point where it's not even worth traveling.
Hey, you would know this. Let me ask you a quick question.
Okay.
People on the road for like 2-3 day road trips, aren't most Comfort Inn, Marriott, aren't those open for the most part?
Yes, for the most part. Some places have had to shut down just because the occupancy is so... I just talked to somebody in Little Rock yesterday that said their occupancy at their big hotel downtown, 5%. That's it.
You know a town that had to shut the whole town down? Every motel, every restaurant. I think they were supposed to reopen maybe today. Gallup, New Mexico, because 44 members of a Navajo Indian tribe there, and it's a small, and it was in a small area, such a significant number of them tested positive, they shut the whole town down until they could kind of figure out what they needed to do. So if you were traveling, you stopped in Gallup, you just keep going.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a room.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe there are here and there a couple of towns like that, but I think for the most part, the people, the truck drivers, for example, mm-hmm. I mean, I know some of them can stay in their cabs, but I don't think they closed the hotels and motels. I know some of them had a maximum occupancy of like 25%, maybe right. 50. But if you think about it, with the few people that are traveling, that's plenty. They're not gonna book them up all the way anyway. 25% is all you probably need. So that was all. And I just want to know if you had anything contradictory to that.
Not really. Well, it actually ties into what I'm going to talk about today. So two things that I'm going to mention, and you asked why I was in a good mood. So I did this video yesterday because I kept seeing, so this National Travel and Tourism Week, and they, you know, this is the run by the U.S. Travel Association, and they are in charge essentially of promoting travel throughout the United States, both domestically and getting people from outside of the United States to travel here and visit and see our sites and cities and whatever. So because of everything the way it is, they're really encouraging people on social media to do, you know, these, you know, not sad things, but, you know, inspirational and that sort of thing. And I just thought, I want no part of that. I'd like to do something kind of funny and humorous. So I came up with a video, and a friend of mine, her name is Darlie Newman. She is a host on PBS. She does a show called Travels with Darlie's that airs all over the country. And the two of us got together yesterday. I filmed it at my home. She was on the telephone. That's all I will say. It's on social media right now if folks would like to watch it. It's been very well received, and it's actually been picked up by the U.S. Travel Association, so they'll be running it either tomorrow or the next day. And I don't know if anybody in the... Oh, Dan, I know, has seen it. So
yes, I have seen it. It's very funny, and I shared it on to our Facebook page.
So I'll just leave it at that. So
I think what you kind of glossed over is that you're co-hosting it with a nationally broadcast personality. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
NPR.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys get freaky
on the
PBS.
Phone.
Yeah,
on the phone.
Got freaky on the phone.
So yeah, so check that out. It's on it's on your Facebook account and also on the Bill on the Road Facebook page. And then I was quoted in today's Los Angeles Times about travel.
Stop. This is too much. Stop.
Getting out of control.
Turn into Mike Evans.
Where does it end?
Turn into Mike Evans.
Who's this guy?
You watch your mouth. And so what I thought I would do is just share a few things that I shared with them. And they were talking about the future of road trips because, as you mentioned, just, you know, more and more people are now going to be traveling by car because people are afraid to fly. Whether that's legit or not.
How does this work? Does the LA Times call you? Like, you pick up the hello? Like, this is, Mr. Gomes, the LA Times. Could we get a quote from you? How does that work?
They didn't call, they emailed. And yeah, so the travel editor reached out to me, which I was very honored because there are a lot of very smart, well-connected travel writers, but there aren't as many that focus on road trips. And so I appreciated her.
I don't want to make you feel bad, but Tim and Limey and Dan and I all got that same.
You got the same.
We didn't respond.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you let me have the limelight. So they wanted to know about the future of road trips, or at least my opinion, and they were writing some suggestions for people who are going to be taking road trips. Because, again, people are really not going to be flying, and that's you can, whether that's right or wrong, you can figure that out on your own. But so some things to think about as you're taking
did
your
you
road.
Did you see yes. The number yesterday of the percentage of people flying compared to when it was 100%, whatever 100% was? The airlines have 3% of people flying that they did have.
Wow.
Yeah. 97% down.
Wow.
The passenger numbers.
Yeah, it's wild. And the tourism industry, we're talking about being Travel and Tourism Week. And I've mentioned this before on the show, but I think it's worth repeating, that people don't understand what a huge part of the economy travel is. So if you are discouraged because you've been, you know, shut at home, you're like, well, I'm just going to cancel my visit. Don't cancel. Like, postpone your trip. Go somewhere, because it is such a huge part of the economy. I cannot tell you how many people I know that work in tourism, whether they work for a city or they're or at a hotel or they work in, I mean, so many things are affected through travel. But I mean, we're talking 15, 20, 25 million different jobs are affected because of this shutdown in the travel industry. But just a couple of quick things to think about. So if you are going to take road trips, as much as I hate the masks, there are going to be a lot of places, a lot of tourist attractions that are going to require you to wear one. You go into a museum or some sort of historic spot, you can, you know, choose not to go if you want, but there can be a lot of places that will require you to wear one. So just throw one in the car. Or I know if people wear the bandana thing, whether you think it works or not, but I'm telling you, there are going to be a lot of places that require it.
Literally in the last 10 minutes, they just announced that anybody who wants to ride a bus in St. Louis now has to wear a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be that way for the
tourism.
It's the same with the metro, yeah. Isn't it?
Right.
Probably. It's going to be that way for at least through the summer, I would imagine. Refund policy. So you were talking about hotels. Hotels, for the most part, have been pretty easy to work with for travelers with everything. I didn't see any really bad stories about a hotel going, no, you cannot have your money back because you couldn't travel because of the shutdown. But still look for the when you book travel anymore, at least for the foreseeable future, go directly to the hotel. Don't do the, and I hate to say this, but, you know, the hotels.com and the book, no, all these, go directly to the hotel so you don't have to worry about some sort of middleman if you need to get money back because, you know,
we have friends who just had a horrific experience with Experian because they made the mistake.
Expedia, probably.
Oh, I'm sorry, Expedia. Yeah. They made the mistake of booking their flights through them, mm-hmm, and it was a nightmare.
Yes.
As opposed to what you just said. When you can, go directly to the front desk of the hotel and call that specific location.
Exactly. And I will tell, so people who maybe are thinking of going to the beach maybe, because I know Florida is starting to open up a little bit, if you're going to book a, what do they call it, like a condo or some sort of rental property, you really, really need to read the fine print and make sure that you can get a refund. If, God forbid, one, you know, like you were talking about the city that where they had the flare-ups all of a sudden, they had to close down. That could happen anywhere. So make sure if you're going to one of these places, make sure you know what the refund policy is, because I do know people who were totally screwed out of getting money back because they'd booked, you know, rental properties down in Florida or Gulf Shores or whatever, and they couldn't get their money back even though they couldn't travel and they weren't allowed to go there.
You know where else there's going to be a surge in business? Travel insurance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something a lot of people go, I don't need that. Yeah, really?
Yeah. The last thing that I'll mention is, so we rely so much on the internet, but you're going to need to get on the phone and start calling some people. If you're traveling, if you're taking a road trip somewhere and you plan on stopping, you know, 2-3 places along the way, whatever, call ahead. Make sure they're going to be open, or that if there's maybe a favorite restaurant you like to go to and you're planning on stopping, call. Make sure they're still open or still in business, because there are going to be a lot of places that have shut down and you don't want to be, you know, stranded on the side of the road or have some sort of unexpected problem as you're driving. So just call ahead, because a lot of the stuff hasn't been updated on Google or any of the internet. Some people aren't even updating their websites, which I think is ridiculous, but just be prepared, and there you go. I'm Bill Clevelin, on the road, non 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill. Boy Scout motto, be prepared.
That's right.
Who else in the room was a Boy Scout? Anybody?
I was.
I was a Cub Scout. I never went Boy Scout route.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Well, I was Cub, went into Boy Scouts.
I have
and I
nephews.
Stopped going to meetings because they beat me up at every meeting.
So my two nephews going. Are Eagle Scouts.
They beat you up at the meeting.
Yeah. The other boys beat me up. They take me outside and beat me up.
Good.
And I just thought, I don't like these meetings.
Boy Scouts? Wow.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. Could have been the Girl Scouts beating you up.
That would have been something I wouldn't even tell. I wouldn't tell that story. That would remain, okay, it was the Girl Scouts.
I got kicked out of the Boy Scouts. I ate too many brownies.
Oh, my God.
No, you know what, Limey? That was actually... Yeah. Unacceptable comedy.
Oh.
Ate too many brownies. That's a technical difficulties thing, if I ever heard.
I apologize. Oh. Okay, here we go.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
For anybody who's wondering why that was unacceptable, what Dan said, I ate too many brownies, that indicates cannibalism. And I think that's offensive to a lot of people.
Oh, I thought it was just like,
no,
you know,
be quiet. Be quiet. Yeah, just be quiet. you're done. Yeah. Bill Claflin, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Window World, stlouis.com. Dr. Doug Pernikoff tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. If you have a pet or you're thinking about buying a pet, he's your guy. He's a terrific veterinarian. 4 o'clock tomorrow, as he is with us every Wednesday. There's... This is interesting. Macy's was in trouble before this. It was one of those department stores, they're struggling. And now Macy's has sort of reopened several stores, but check this policy out. They say if you return clothes, they'll be held in quarantine for 24 hours. Okay, I get that. I don't know who wore those clothes and brought them back in, so they hold them for what they ought to do is just clean them after somebody takes them and brings them back. But then it's not new anymore. I guess I get it. Here's the part. I want to know how they could possibly know this. If you try on clothes at Macy's and you don't buy them, they're also going to hold them for 24 hours. Do they know every piece of clothing that gets tried on? I've tried on, like, a shirt or something in the store and put it back on the rack. They didn't know I tried it on. Oh. I don't think you can police that.
I think they usually do that in the dressing room when people, they'll leave the stuff in there, or they'll bring it out, and then they put it on a separate rack.
Yeah, they used to.
I understand, but there's not a dressing. Maybe now there's the dressing room police. Maybe there's somebody watching everybody who goes to the dressing room, and when you come out, they go, well, if you're not going to purchase it, we have to quarantine it.
They used to, at some department stores, you would have to say, how many items are you trying on? Then they would give you some little number, and then you'd go back, and they kept track of. But you're right, Macy's doesn't do that, and I don't think JCPenney's or anything.
Target doesn't anymore. You just walk back there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to hear a really, really disgusting true story?
Sure.
Changing rooms? You know who, ladies, I'm sorry, but this is based on actual eyewitness testimony. My mother-in-law used to work in a store, and they had changing rooms for men and for women. She said, without a doubt, the most disgusting, filthiest, dirtiest, trash-leaving customers were women. Mm-hmm. When they'd go in the dressing rooms at the end of the day, women, I'm sorry, but I'm just going to tell you what she told us. They would remove tampons and leave them on the little bench in the changing room or in the wastebasket. One woman pooped on the changing room bench. I'm not kidding.
Wow. And then wiped with the shirt she tried on.
Oh, man.
Okay, that gets quarantined.
Somebody left a pontoon in here.
This next thing is nothing more than one of the weird things that I'll wake up thinking about. I don't know why. And this morning I wake up, and for whatever reason I'm thinking, I wonder why the only color that's associated with an emotion is blue. Somebody years and years and years ago decided, I don't feel really well. I'm kind of depressed. I think I'll call it being blue. Nobody says, I feel kind of green today. I feel kind of yellow. Just blue. I wonder how the blues came about, or feeling blue. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, yellow is a common word for when someone's referring to someone as being a coward.
Yeah,
right.
Say, well, that's true. Now, what's that about? Why are you yellow if you're baby chickens are yellow? Is that it? You're chicken? You're yellow? I don't know.
Yeah.
Just an observation. That's all it is. Anybody else see the video of the older guy who went into the Dollar Tree store outside of Detroit?
Yes.
Nope.
What a doofus. This guy goes into the Dollar Tree, and it's on video, the camera surveillance. I watched it two or three times. The person that works there stops him and says, I'm sorry, but you have to have some kind of mask to stop in the store. He walks over to her, grabs her sleeve, wipes his nose with her sleeve. He goes, yeah, that's my mask right there.
Oh, man.
And, of course, he gets arrested. What kind of idiot
does this?
I'm glad he got arrested. Got shot. I would have decked him.
When I saw it, I thought she should have hit him so hard, right in the face, broke his nose, knocked a couple teeth out. Yeah. That's assault. When you grab somebody's shirt and wipe your nose on, that's assault. She should have cold cocked this. She should have just knocked this guy out.
Yeah.
And I think she probably could have, but she didn't. But he was arrested anyway. The cops caught up with him. This is kind of an old story. Just real quickly, last Friday there was a carjacking in the Soulard neighborhood. And Tim might have had the story this week. I don't remember. What caught my attention was there are four carjackers, and one of them was armed. Here are the ages of the carjackers. 14, 14, 15, and 10.
Wow. I know.
Robbing a woman at gunpoint. Friday.
That's sickening.
Yeah.
They said the 10-year-old is the youngest carjacking suspect, no kidding, in recent years. Well, I hope. 10 years old. 10, 14, 15, 15.
Police in California today pulled over a 5-year-old on the highway driving a car.
A Lamborghini.
Come on.
Wow. A Lamborghini.
No, apparently he was on his way to buy a Lamborghini. Yeah.
Oh,
I
he
thought.
Was on his way to buy a Lamborghini.
No, hold on. Yes. Hold on. Five?
Yes.
Five.
5 years old. I was checking. I was checking the story.
Wait a minute. The 5-year-old wasn't on his way to buy a Lamborghini. He's 5 years old.
No, well, he was.
He was telling people that he was going to go buy a Lamborghini. That's what he told the police.
What was he driving?
Like, you know, queued
his
up
mom's
to buy a
car. He got mad. He got mad at his mom because he said he wanted to buy a Lamborghini, and she said no. And he jumped in her car, apparently. I guess it was her car, right?
Yeah. This was in Utah. And I will say, this is a big 5-year-old.
It has to be.
It's a real big 5-year-old. He had $3 in his pocket, and he was doing 30 miles an hour down the interstate where the speed limit was 70.
Yeah.
I say give that kid an award. How many 5-year-olds know how to drive a car? That's pretty impressive.
Well, he was swerving, and the cop.
I don't care. Just to be able to put it in gear, pull out. That's impressive.
Was he texting while I was driving through?
For a 5-year-old. ladies, would you come in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
Something earlier today reminded me of this joke. I know we told it once, at least since I was here. So here it is again. I think it's been probably a year. The young, out-of-work FM DJ who ends up taking a job on a construction site. He's the new young guy on the job. And you know, they're nice to him. They realize, go easy on him. He's the former FM DJ. And so every day at lunch, the whole construction crew, they blow the lunch whistle, and then everybody stops work. They grab their lunch boxes, and they go sit on the job site, and they have lunch. And one of the guys on the crew has befriended him. Nobody else wants to talk to him because he's a former FM DJ. But this one guy's nice to him. They sit next to each other. And the guy next to the FM DJ opens his lunch box and pulls out, you can smell it, homemade meatloaf. Mashed potatoes, piece of apple pie. And the FM DJ says, wow, that is some lunch. That looks great. FM DJ opens his lunchbox. He goes, you want to see what I got? Look at this. Cheese sandwich. Not even grilled cheese. Just a cheese. That's right, Red Boy. A cheese sandwich. 2 pieces of white bread and 2 slices of American cheese, and that's it. No condiments, no Miracle Whip, no, just a stinking plain bread cheese sandwich. That's what I get for lunch. And the other guy says, I have plenty. Would you like some of my? He goes, yeah, man, that'd be great. So you know, he shares it with him. Next day at work, lunch whistle. FM DJ sits down, opens his lunchbox, looks over at the same guy next to him. Today, this guy's got fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, and bread pudding. The FM DJ says, that smells good. Well, you have a wonderful wife who's obviously a great cook. I'm assuming she packs your lunch. You want to see what I got? Look at this. He opens his lunch. Cheese sandwich. Another stinking cheese sandwich. This is what I have. A cheese sandwich. 2 pieces of bread, 2 slices of cheese, nothing else, cheese sandwich. The other guy goes, I have plenty. He gives him a chicken leg, a little bit of the dessert. Third day on the job. Lunch whistle. They sit down next to each other. FM DJ's buddy opens his lunchbox. Pork steaks, little side of pasta, piece of homemade cherry pie. The FM DJ says, well, before I open my lunchbox, I wonder what's in here. He opens it up, cheese sandwich. He said, look at this. Look what you're eating, look what I'm eating. Stinking cheese sandwich. And the buddy says, you know what? Look, he says, why don't you just tell your wife, say, hey, I'm tired of cheese sandwiches. How about something besides a cheese sandwich? The FM DJ says, oh, I'm not married. I make my own lunch. Oh.
Get a check on traffic here, Story Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Aussie.com. Get smarter every day at Aussie.com. Try a new news site that tells you about the most interesting people, places, and ideas. Discover the next Obama or maybe the next LeBron James. Try OZY.com. Aussie, it's like a latte for your mind. Police activity, New Sugar Creek at Highway 30. It's actually in the parking lot at the Walgreens. Accident Highway 47 at Ridge Road. We have a stall southbound 270 on the ramp to westbound 44. And an accident reported westbound 70 at Illinois Route 4. I'm Tori Lyons. That is your total traffic.
Your home and chimney must be sealed to prevent freeze and thaw damage to bricks and mortar joints. Sealing these areas reduces the need for costly repairs if damage has not yet occurred. Allowing water, mold, and insects into the home and chimney result in the need for tuck pointing. Call Approved Home Improvements for your tuck pointing and sealing needs today. Now offering 50% off all tuck pointing services completed by May 30th. Call now to receive this offer. 314-780-6080.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
This is Doug Vaughn here to tell you to call my friends Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. Mark and Neil's incredible marketing strategy sells more homes, over $500,000, all with five-star reviews. Find the Gelmans online at 590homes.com and start packing.
Certain restrictions apply.
I'm running a little bit late. In fact, I'm going to let Tim jump in here real quickly. Tim just shared a pretty important little bulletin with us. Tim, go ahead. Tell him what you just told him.
St. Louis County and St. Louis City made a joint announcement. They are going to reopen St. Louis County and St. Louis City on May the 18th. And today is the 5th, so that's in 13 days. That will be on a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Did you do that without a calculator? Like, today's the 5th?
No, I'm looking at my phone calendar. I had to figure it out.
Calculator?
I cheated.
All right, Ty, thank you for that. Good news for a lot of people. I think we're going down to Dallas to check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market. Smokehouse Market opened today, this morning at 9 o'clock, open till 6 p.m., and open 9 to 6 every day except Monday. Whew, we're on our way back. Of course, next door, Annie Guns will keep you posted. Chesterfield Valley, east of most of the other stuff, Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is, and this is the Smokehouse now, open for business. From Dallas, Texas, here is Mike Evans. Sorry, we're about a minute late, but we had to jump in there with that special announcement of county and city openings on the 18th of May. Good news.
That is good news. Bob's question, these four presidents have the highest IQ when they were president of the United States, but who has the highest IQ of all time presidents? John F. Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Bill Clinton, John Quincy Adams, the highest IQ. Answer in a minute. A lot of coronavirus news for you today, and I have a question for you. A three-theater chain in San Antonio, Texas, opened over the weekend. 3,000 people went to the movies over the weekend. Now, I'm going to ask you the question, and I'm going to keep ask all my affiliates tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. I'll have the final tally of the poll. Would you go to the movies right now?
My answer is yes.
I probably would.
I probably would.
Nah, I think I'd pass on the movie theaters right now.
3-1. Okay, just thank you very much. Also in Texas, despite offices, dentist offices are open. But waiting rooms are closed. You check in by cell phone in the parking lot. They call you back when the chairs open and they're ready for you. Not till then.
Okay.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Where the two retailers will not be back after the coronavirus. JCPenney's and Nordstrom's.
Wow.
Wow, Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
This is us writers return to work today to rewrite next season to include the coronavirus. Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Is spending a lot of her time promoting her furniture line online, but it's not selling. The furniture's ugly. Meanwhile, Demi Moore is selling her fabulous artwork as fast as she can produce it. She's really a great artist. Bad news, not publicized, but suicides are way up since the coronavirus started. Good news, when the coronavirus is at an end, Sting will begin a six-month stint at Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas. Okay, binging updates. Still recommend Last Dance, Michael Jordan's series on ESPN, which just surpassed Tiger King in viewers. Netflix movie Extraction, really good, starring Chris Hemsworth, has been green-lighted for a sequel. I love Justified. It's my favorite show, so you might want to check that. And the new series, Hollywood, also fabulous. Normal People, I told you about last week, had 16 million viewers last week, so there you got plenty of shows to choose from. Movie Nugget, with the popularity of Justified and Ozark. There's a movie coming out called Arkansas. Rednecks, murder, drugs, and sex, with Liam Hemsworth, John Malkovich, and Vince Vaughn. Howdy! I'll leave it at that. Odds and Ends, the Chateau Marmont, where stars stay and John Belushi died, has been closed since the coronavirus, but they reopened their cottages for rentals over the weekend. In case you missed it last week, Kanye West actually became a full-fledged billionaire.
Whoa.
Yeah, good for him.
Billionaire. Hello. And by the way, Kanye West's master bedroom bathroom has an 18-karat gold commode, a toilet, that costs $125,000. $1,000.
Well, who doesn't have that? Hey, 50 seconds.
Oh. I have about 3 minutes. We'll just go over today.
50 seconds. 45 seconds.
And final.
There you go. That's
which
the attitude.
Which president has the highest IQ? John F. Kennedy, Bill Clinton, John Quincy Adams, or Thomas Jefferson.
That sounds just like
I'll say Bill Clinton.
I'll go Clinton.
I'll say Trump.
Trump, by the way, ranks out of 45, number 41.
Wow. I'll say Jefferson.
Jefferson.
Number 4, Bill Clinton, 148 IQ. Number 3, John F. Kennedy, 150 IQ. Number 2, Thomas Jefferson, 153 IQ. Number 1, John Quincy Adams, 169 IQ.
Wow.
Time's up. There you go. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Thanks for being with us. See you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you've got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
We're all changing things up to stay healthy. We're here 24/7. 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
Jazz Executive Vice President Dennis Lindsay conveying to a bunch of reporters over Zoom while Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert's relationship has grown rocky since both tested positive for COVID-19. They are, quote, ready to put this behind them and move forward. They know they need each other, end quote. The Las Vegas Raiders get rid of quarterback DeShone Kizer. Running back Frank Gore stiff-arming retirement as he heads to the Jets for a one-year deal. He turns 37 in 9 days. The Giants scoop up recently released quarterback Cooper Rush. The Ravens piecemealing their linebacking core by giving a one-year contract to Pernell McPhee. Edge rusher Aaron Lynch a one-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Logan Ryan says he's over the Titans, the defensive back adding in an Instagram post, quote, I'm looking forward to continuing to play at an elite level for an organization that's a better fit. I'm Brian Fenley.
We are one horse. Do you know who this is?